And now, the man with the plan, the host with the most, the rebel with a cause, the only commentator in the history of cyber radio to actually kill a liberal just by sneering at him. Gator Doug. There's a place up
ahead and I'm going. Hello again, everybody. Welcome to If You Are Left, You Just Ain't Right. I am your host, your humble host, Doug Hagan. You know me from these shows on ChimpsyTalk.com. You know me from the Daily Gator blog, the world's most dangerous blog, thedailygator.wordpress.com. I host and run that blog in excellent fashion with my blogging partner, Edward Daly, the man whose voice you hear introduce me each and every week. And, of course, that website you're on, my friend, ChimpsyTalk.com, you really don't need any other radio, cyber radio, talk radio to listen to. Just listen to ChimpsyTalk.com whenever we have shows on. Mondays, Wednesdays, you hear me, of course, Monday nights. If you don't know what night it is, you're really drunk. Well, it's Monday, and you're listening to me. Also on Saturdays and all day Sunday, kind of a best-of compilation. And I was thinking of a topic to talk about this week here on ChimpsyTalk.com, and you probably knew I was going to talk about morality because you probably know by now that if you go to our Facebook page, you can check out when all the shows are. You can make sure you be there, give yourself a reminder, and you know the topic we're going to discuss. And my topic is morals, morality. And I thought of this the other day. I was looking at some old stuff back in 1995. I moved to Texas, and there was a local story here in Arlington, about 15 minutes, 20-minute drive from my home in Arlington. There was a Hooters restaurant that was going to open in the city of Arlington. And Hooters is, of course, widespread. There's thousands of Hooters all over the place. You know what Hooters is. Chicken wings, cold beer, hot waitresses in tight tops and short shorts. And very appealing to the taste buds, more appealing to the eyes if you're a man or a lesbian, I suppose. But there was a group of concerned citizens, and I want to get into morality from both sides of the spectrum, because the left and the right both have morality wrong. Much of the right, not all, and much of the left, not all. See, the left has this ideal that you can never legislate morality. You can, but only in certain instances. The right, sometimes, people on the right, have a perspective that you can legislate morality, and you can, but again, only to certain extents, only to certain areas. And I'll get into what I think, how we should gauge whether or not we legislate certain moralities a little later, but I want to tell you this story just to illustrate that it's not only people from the left who piss me off, it's not only people from the left who draw my ire and make me shake my head and say, what an idiot. This was a conservative group, and I say conservative with a question in my voice because, well, they weren't acting very conservative. See, to me, conservatism is about small government. It's about letting people decide for themselves. It's about individualism. It's about getting out of the way, if you're the government, of people. And this was an American Family Association type group, not the American Family Association. I don't know if they were affiliated or not. I don't think they're around anymore. But back in 95, there was this Hooters that was going to open in Arlington, and they would have wings and beer and babes. Well, this group of conservatives, I say making quotation marks with my fingers, they were concerned. They had discovered something tragic that would occur if this Hooters opened, something no one would ever think of. See, there was a high school not far from this Hooters. I guess it was walking distance, maybe, short drive. And they were concerned, these concerned citizens, they were concerned that Well, this being a high school, there were high school boys attending. High school boys might actually go to Hooters sometime. I guess high schoolers can get out from go to lunch or something. I don't know. I've been so long since I've been in high school. But they were concerned that these high school boys would venture to Hooters or maybe drive by it to and going to and from school, and they would think about girls and sex. Wow, that's never happened before, has it? I mean, a teenage boy has never thought about sex until Hooters opened. I don't know how the population kept propagating itself, because certainly men and boys and then high schooler and men never thought anything about sex. Actually, we think about it about, what, every 5-6 seconds? Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4. Yep, there it goes. Selma Hayek, by the way. Dirty thoughts, dirty thoughts. I was reliving the bikini scene from Dusk Till Dawn, one of the great cinematic moments of our lifetime. Selma Hayek in that bikini. Good Lord. And I'll get into that a little later, too, about why I don't understand homosexuality. But back to the original point. Get out of my head, Selma Hayek. Okay, there we go. The original point is this group was so concerned, they wanted to take their version of morality. And again, as a parent, if you want to tell your high school boy, no, you cannot go to Hooters until you're 18, you're not allowed, that's fine. That's your job as a parent, and your child should listen to you. But to think that going to Hooters will make a high school boy think of sex is asinine. It's ass backwards, or back asswards, whichever you want to look at it. I mean, this is a case where a so-called Christian group just embarrasses every conservative. It's absolutely embarrassing that they would call themselves conservative, and then I call myself a conservative. I don't know what they are on other issues, but on this issue, they weren't conservative. They were being this kind of totalitarianism. They wanted the city to not allow the Hooters to open because it would damage the community standards, and I hate that expression, community standard. You hear it a lot from the right. You hear a lot about it, well, the community standards. Really, you know, I think community standards stop where my front door shuts. You know, if I want to watch porn in my home, I don't think that's any of the community's damn business. I'm not approving of porn. I'm not disapproving of it. If I want to read Playboy or I want to watch, you know, Skinamax, get pay-per-view movies, it's not the local government's business, not the community's business. Now, if I do it in my front yard, yes, that's community business. There's a difference between public and private behavior. A big difference. Dennis Prager, one of my favorite talk hosts, one of my favorite thinkers, talks a lot about the difference between public and private behavior. And some things that you may not necessarily approve of, if they're in private, it's different than if they're in public. Like when Dick Cheney told Patrick Leahy to go fuck himself, that was a private conversation between two men, Patrick Leahy and Dick Cheney. Well, one and a half men, Leahy being half a man. But Cheney told him this, and the left was apocalyptic over it. Well, you look at him saying the F word, and look, it was a private conversation. Now, if he'd done it on the floor of the Senate or in a national press conference, that'd have been different. It would have been something he probably shouldn't have done, but private? Hey, and it was kind of funny. I mean, I'd like to tell Patrick Leahy that a few times myself. But it's public or it's private. It's different. And to think that a community can tell you what you can do in the privacy of your own home? Hell no. Think about living in a community of Berserkly, California, or Boulder, Colorado, or Madison, Wisconsin, or San Francisco, California. Think about that. Think about as conservative some of their community standards. The community standards needs to stop at my front door, your front door, everyone's front door. It's called individual responsibility and privacy. And yes, I do believe in a right to privacy. I don't think it's in the Constitution, but I do believe in it as a principle. I don't want the government snooping in my home. I don't want them telling me what books to read, what to watch. As I said before, if I want to watch porn or I want to watch Hannity show on Fox, or I want to watch whatever I want to watch, it's not their business. If I want to rent horror movies, slasher movies, not that I do, but that's my business. You know what? By golly, if I want to sit naked in a beanbag chair wearing a hockey mask covered with baby oil, beating a dead squirrel with a fly swatter while I watch porn, and listen to Beethoven? That's my business. Not that I would ever do that. I never listen to Beethoven. That's a joke, by the way, before you say, oh, I'm never listening to him again, he's a freak. It's a joke. The sense of humor is lacking in America today, my friends. Unfortunately, severely lacking. And I don't even own a beanbag chair, by the way. It's a futon. But my point is, it's my business, not yours, not the community, not the government's. That's why I always oppose groups like a lot of the American Family Association things. They get so upset over it. They see something on TV. Well, public airwaves. Well, you know what? Turn your freaking TV off, moron. You can block channels. I've done it with a remote. It's easy. If I can do it with a remote, it can be done by almost anyone. Tell your kids no. Don't have a TV in your kids' room. I mean, whatever it is, steps you take as a parent, be a parent. These groups are like the Family Research Council is another. And again, some of the things they do I really admire. Brent Mozella I admire in many ways. But he's one of these people that says the FCC should be more involved and it's public airwaves and that shouldn't be on TV. This should be on at this time. You know what? Not everyone wants to watch Disney all the time, Mr. Mozell. Be a conservative. Be a consistent conservative. If you don't like something on TV, by all means, tell people, and maybe they'll choose not to watch, but I don't like this idea of boycotting advertisers because an episode of whatever offended you. Episode of CSI or NCIS or one of the other alphabet soup shows. NCIS is an excellent show, by the way. See, again, the thing about every 5 seconds, think about sex. It's true because I just said NCIS and I thought about Cote de Pablo, who plays Ziva David on that show. Wow, very hot. So now I've got Selma Hayek and Ziva David mud wrestling in bikinis in my mind. And you know what feminists are saying? The feminuts are saying right now if they're listening? That sick son of a bitch, he demeans women, he's a pervert, he should be on the air, somebody should throw, President Obama should throw off the air. Because he's offensive to women. I'm offended. No, feminists, you're offended because I'm not thinking of you mud wrestling in a bikini. Because if you're a feminist, you're probably ugly and completely unattractive. I'm sorry, that's what feminists are. They're angry, bitter, unattractive women who hate to see men have fun. That's why they hate Hooters as much as the Christian fundamentalists that go too far sometimes. And want Hooters not to open in their neighborhood. That's where these two positions, ideological opposites, coalesce sometimes. It's different reasons, but they're offended. And that's what you have to remember if you're a conservative. The true test of your ideological purity is this. If you're a free speech advocate, then by God, you have to defend people's right to say things that you detest. You show me a petition right now that says, let's yank Rachel Maddow, or MSNBC's, MSNBS's, excuse me, primetime lineup. Let's yurk them off the air because of ridiculous, asinine things they say. No, they have freedom of speech. If I don't like it, I can watch or not. Again, to all people, conservatives who want to get offended, they want less government until they get offended by something they see on TV or hear, and then they want to boycott and they want to make sure try to pressure the network to take the show off or put the show on a different time. Don't watch. Be an adult. Be responsible for yourself. Now let's look at something else about morality and morals now that I've had that rant and pissed off some conservatives. Sometimes it's fun to piss people off, especially liberals, but I do it to hopefully make people wake up and think, hey, you're doing it wrong. That's my point of getting after conservatives who want to get upset if the Hooters opens or something like that. Hooters is a great establishment, not because it has hot women working at it, not because you can look at women in short shorts with great butts. It's more reason that they have good food and it's a good place. But any place that offends liberals and feminists that much, there has to be something right with it. And if they appease the Christian fundamentalists who want to go too far and want to micromanage our lives, that's no better than the left wanting to micromanage my life. I'll micromanage my life. You micromanage yours. That's America. That's what the founders were about. Yes, you can be offended, but so what? There is no right not to be offended. Never has been, never will be. That is a liberal totalitarian pipe dream that we take people's offenses and legislate from that. But morality, legislating morality. I think there's four things we ought to look at when we're legislating morality, whether we should or shouldn't. The first one is adults. Is the behavior between adults? If you're an adult, no, you shouldn't have your behavior limited by the government. You shouldn't have the government encroaching on your own moral compass. But there's more. Obviously, it's not just about being adult. It's about privacy. Remember I said private and public behavior are different? If two people of whatever gender want to have sex in the privacy of their own home and they are of consenting age, then it's not anyone's business. If one of them wants to dress up like a duck and chase the other one around with a caulk gun, it's no one's business. It's no one's business if they want to suck each other's toes or tie each other up or cover each other with warm Wesson oil. It's no one's business as long as they're consenting adults in the privacy of their own home. Now, if they're in their front yard doing these things, two things. First, somebody please videotape it and send it to me. Secondly, it should be the community's business, and there should be laws, obviously, public indecency and, public intoxication. Those things are laws I understand. But in the privacy of your own home, no, get the government out of there. That does no one any good to have the government intruding into that area. So we've got consenting adults, we've got privacy, and there's another. As long as no one's being harmed. In other words, if two consenting adults in the privacy of their own home want to defile a skunk or a squirrel or a dog, then that's different. The animal can't give consent. They are sick people who should be shot, frankly, with a BB gun in the left ear. Nothing fatal, but they should probably be publicly shot with a BB gun because they're sick freaks. And not the good kind of sick freak. No bad kinds of sick freaks. And if they're really hurting each other, I mean, hey, if someone, there's been cases like this of people wanting to be cannibalized, yes, that should be illegal. I mean, really, there's lines, yeah, but as long as no one's being hurt, it's consenting adults, it's in the privacy of their home, those four things should be looked at. I mean, obviously, things that are legal in regards to morality, yeah, you can legislate against rape and incest child porn, kiddie porn, child molestation, child abuse, things like that, obviously. Serving alcohol to a minor, giving cigarettes to a minor, giving drugs to a minor. Those things, obviously, should be illegal. And if it's kiddie born, someone should be shot in the head with a .30-06, in my opinion. I'm all for the death penalty for child molesters, for rapists, for child pornographers. Strap them to the chair, baby. Hang them, firing squad, I don't care. Run them over with a Mack truck for all I care. They should be gotten rid of because they're harming people, they're vultures, and they're evil people. But let's go back to the original point. There's public and there's private. There's adult and there's non-adults. There's consent and non-consent. And when you're legislating morality, when you start into legislating morality, you open up a can of worms that I don't think anyone really wants to open up. Because that door leads directly into our private homes, our private lives, and decisions that we make. It's no different than the food police that we talk about, these nanny staters like Michael Bloomberg in New York, who wants to tell you what you can eat and what you can't, how much salt you can have, how much trans fat you can have, what restaurants can put in their food, how they can cook their food. These idiots who want to sue McDonald's because they offer toys with their Happy Meals, as if parents can't decide what to feed their children. The privacy is so important. Because once government's in It stays in. That's why I get so upset at people when I use the FCC as a tool to punish networks that or cable channels, whatever the case may be, to do things their way. They don't like this show. This show should be on later. That show shouldn't be on at all. I don't want that. In the first place, I don't have children. And there are things that I may want to watch that aren't children appropriate. Well, if I don't have kids, it shouldn't be a problem. If I watch something at 7 at night or 8 at night, it's no one's business. That's just the way it is. If you're a parent and you have kids, guess what? That's an additional responsibility you have. You took it on. Now step up to the plate and be a parent. It's the same with homosexuality. And I want to say some things that may shock some people. I don't care if you're gay. I've said that before. It's the last thing on my mind. Believe me. It is the last thing on my mind. I don't understand homosexuality. I don't understand why my dog has to bark every time I start recording. But I don't understand homosexuality. And by that I mean, go back to the Selma Hayek dancing in a bikini and From Dusk Till Dawn. One of the greatest cinematic moments in our lifetime. It's a must-see. Talk about must-see TV. But I don't understand homosexuality in this regard. I look at that, and I have, well, dirty thoughts, very dirty thoughts. I have male thoughts, and I don't understand a man watching that and saying, you know, her hair really should be different. You know, that bikini just doesn't look quite right. And that nail polish just has to go. See, I don't understand a man looking at that and saying that. I understand a man looking at that and saying, good God, Selma Hayek's incredible. But that's not my business. I don't care what they do. Again, privacy of your own home, consenting adults, it's not my business. It's not anyone's business. But there's another thing with gays. There's gay adoptions. There is gay marriage. My views on gay marriage are pretty simple. I think I expressed these on my first show here on Chimpsies. It's like this. That should be a state-by-state decision. I oppose a federal amendment to the Constitution defining marriage. I don't think the government should really be involved in marriage that much. I don't believe that there should be extra taxes or less taxes because you make X amount of money and you're married. If I was married and make what I make, I think I should pay the same taxes. I don't think any behavior should be punished or rewarded by taxation. It is a bad avenue to go down. It leads to very bad things. I don't agree with it. I never have. I never will. Even though many conservatives do. Many conservatives say, well, marriage is good and we should, you know, protect marriage and offer benefits to married couples. I don't believe in using tax codes to do that. I think tax codes are to raise revenue, period. Otherwise, once you allow the government in there, in that capacity, a whole plethora of things can happen. Many of them, maybe most of them, not even good. Then you get the government involved in what behavior to punish, what behavior to reward, what behavior to do all kind of things with. That's why I oppose that. I always have, always will, as I said. But, again, it's no one's business. If two people want to get married, I think civil unions are okay. I certainly don't have a problem with it. I think a state ought to be able to have their voters vote on a referendum and define marriage as they see fit. And that's fine with me. I think it's a state decision. But this comes with a warning. You have to understand, if you're a well-meaning liberal and you want gay marriage to be adopted, understand that there are people who don't want to just have, quote, equality for gays to marry. They want to change the definition of marriage. And once you change it, and let's face it, marriage has been defined for eons now as one man, one woman, all over the globe. Once you redefine that, you're slippery slope, my friends. It's a giant slip and slide, and you're covered in Wesson oil. I'm really talking about Wesson oil a lot tonight. That maybe I have some kind of fetish I don't know about. But it's a slippery slope covered with Wesson oil straight downhill. Because then you've got three people want to marry or four people want to marry or this or that. And by the way, as a side note on this, if you're a conservative and you're opposed to gay marriage, do me a favor. Do yourself a favor. Do not compare homosexuality with bestiality for one basic reason. A dog, a cat, a goat, a muskox, whatever, is an animal. It cannot give consent. So you cannot compare the two. Logically, you look like an idiot if you do that. So stop doing it. You're a conservative, not a liberal. Stop using liberal, idiotic tactics. Okay? Just wanted to get that off my chest because it always bugs me. Somebody throws it. It's like bestiality. No, it's not. A dog can't give consent. Okay? People can. There's a difference. Almost got sidetracked there. But I'm good at this, so I'm right back on my game, people. Gay adoptions. I've gone back and forth on this. And, you know, one of the most thoughtful people on this issue is somebody I often name and disagree with on this show, Michael Medved. Michael Medved's a very conservative guy, more socially conservative than I am. I'm more of a libertarian on social issues, except for abortion, which is infanticide and evil and despicable and should be illegal because it hurts an innocent being, a baby. But Michael Medved is very thoughtful, I think, on gay adoptions. He feels, and you know what I do too, that if you have the optimal situation, you have a baby needs adoption, a child needs adopting, a loving heterosexual married couple is the optimum solution. A single parent who can provide and care and love is better than not having a family. It's definitely. You know what? So is a loving, committed gay couple. It's better if that child is adopted by a gay couple than to be in foster care or from home to home and not have a family. I don't think it's the optimal situation. But again, the benefit of the child ultimately is what matters. And yeah, I think there are gay couples. They could be good parents. And no, I don't think all gay couples are trying to indoctrinate their children to be gay. But don't make the mistake of thinking that there are not homosexual activists who do try to indoctrinate children. Don't think that this isn't about, you know, for some it's about equality. They truly believe gays should have the right to be married. I think it's a state-by-state decision again. And I think, again, once you redefine marriage, big, big mistake, I think that would be, ultimately. But there's some who want to radically alter. It's like this, everything traditional in America, someone on the left wants to attack and take down. Parental rights, private property rights, gun rights, individual rights, liberty, redefining marriage, everything. The way your children are educated, the way your children are raised, what your children eat, what you eat, what kind of health care you should have. You name the topic and there's some group or some people on the left who are trying to change it and take your rights away. And there are radical gays who are more about, well, they're kind of like the NAACP or National Organization of Women. They're more about creating victims and then race, I guess, what do you call it, gay pimping off those people. To keep themselves relevant, keep themselves in some kind of power to get votes, to get donations, whatever. But understand that most gay people are just people. They're like any group of people. Most group of people, any way you want to find them, are just people. It doesn't matter whether they're gay or straight, whatever. I think the gay people just dress better and have better hair. I don't know. I'm kidding, by the way. But seriously, I think this is important because morals are at some level a personal thing. And unless you're hurting someone, unless you're doing something in public, unless there's no consent, unless you're dealing with children, the government really ought to stay out. I don't want the government in my life. And I guess I understand on a basic sense that once the government's involved in my life, you know, once the government can tell someone they can't, you know, there was a case here, Duncanville, Texas, not far from my house. There was a home that was used, I think it was called the Cherry Pit, that was the name it was called. But basically a lot of older, you know, middle-aged, ugly, fat people got together and had sex with each other and had drunken orgies. Well, the police raided it, neighbors complained, and a lot of people were arrested and charged. And, you know, how is that anyone's business? Not that I'm defending drunken orgies, but really, the government stepping in and saying, no, you can't have a party in your home. You can't have a certain amount of booze in your home. That's one of the things they were charged with. They had too much booze, and they didn't have a liquor license. Well, whose business is it how much booze I have? Is that the government's business? Is it their business who I have sex with? Or how many people I have sex with? Or how many people have sex in my home? No, it's not. And you can thump your chest and talk about community standards all day long, and I sympathize with you to a degree, but you're not doing anyone any good. You're not being a conservative. You're opening the door to bigger, more intrusive government, and you have to guard your liberty very, very jealously. Because as soon as you open that door, yeah, it may be well-intended and good. Hell, a lot of things liberals want to do are very well-intended, the most pure of intentions. But they lead to very bad things, don't they? What is that they say about the road to hell? What's it paved with? That's right. Good intentions. So be very careful when you ask the government to come in and what you support as far as the government coming into your life or your neighbor's life. Because when they come into your neighbor's home and tell them how many people can be there, how much booze they can have, how much sex can be going on, when they can do that, then pretty soon they're going to be telling you, and these cases have happened, by the way, that you can't have a Bible study in your home. Now, Bible studies and drunken orgies are pretty much diametrically opposed. They're far, far apart on the morality scale. But what's not far apart on these two issues is privacy and government intrusion into your privacy and what you do in your home with your friends, your family, etc. And again, always remember, consenting adults, privacy of your own home, and no one's being harmed. That is the key to keeping our liberty, is never, ever, ever trusting the government to only go so far. That camel's only going to stick its nose under the tent. You're never going to see the rest of the camel. We know by now, once our freedom's lost, those freedoms don't come back. Almost always that's true. And we know about the camel, he can't just keep his nose under the tent. No. Pretty soon you see eyes and ears and then humps and legs. And pretty soon you got a camel in your tent, and there's no fun in that. That's it. My time is up, my friends, and good talk. I appreciate it. Thank you for listening very much. I have an idea for an upcoming show. I want you to email me, contact me via Facebook on the Chimpsey Radio site there. Go to chimpseytalk.com. Go to my blog, thedailygator.wordpress.com. Email me. I'm going to get into some of the emails on a future show. If you want to write me and tell me how good I am, how great I am, how brilliant I am, I already know those things. I appreciate it. It makes me feel good, but I probably won't share many of those because everyone listening knows how damn good I am. I'm kidding, by the way. Again, ticking off the feminists and the liberals. They hate to see conservatives enjoying themselves. It just pisses them off. But I will get into some of the negative stuff. And seriously, if you have serious questions, ask me a question. I'll answer it. I'll do a show maybe soon just answering questions, answering emails, and answering your concerns and getting you straight on what I think conservatism is and isn't. Because I think there's some issues there as to what is and isn't conservative. But again, thank you for listening. Remember my blog, thedailygator.wordpress.com. Remember, dailygator.podomatic.com. I do a podcast every day. And, of course, remember chimpseytalk.com on all our shows. Go to the Facebook page, see what everyone's going to be talking about, and come right here and chat with us. Let us know what you think. The more people in the party, the more fun it is. And if we had decided to have a drunken orgy, the government can't do anything about it. Yet. Thanks, everybody. Have a good week. I'm Doug Hagan. I will talk to you very soon. Good night and God bless.